Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, where were you on this day 10 years ago? It was 2015, 22nd of May, and you were at some point going to the polling station in Vultalla to cast a ballot in the referendum to carry out the 34th Amendment of the Constitution. You'll know it, Marriage Equality Act. 1.2 million of you said yes to equal marriage. It was a stomping victory which made Ireland the very first country in the world to legalise gay marriage. In a vote, 38% said no, including a very narrow rejection by Roscommon, but all was not lost. Roscommon actually held its first ever Pride Festival last August 2024. And since then, in those 10 years, over 6,000 couples have got married under the changed Bunracht na hÉireann because love wins. And so what better way to mark those 10 years passing by meeting two people who are getting married this very afternoon. David and Brian are the Mr. and Mr. to be in the coming hours. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
David, we come to you first. David, you're a Carlow man, is that right?
Yes, I am Carlow man.
Where did yourself and Brian meet?
So myself and Brian met on Tinder, actually, in Dublin.
Yeah.
While I was in college, while actually we were both in college, mm-hmm. and kind of it just blossomed from there.
And that's 10 years ago as well. So you've just had your 10-year anniversary together.
Yes, 10 years. Yes, 10 years in February this year as well. So 10 years of marriage equality and 10 years of us being together as well. So we wanted to mark today.
And Brian is from where?
Brian is from Drogheda.
Drogheda.
Hi.
Carlow and Drogheda together. And Brian is there as well. Good morning, Brian. I can't tell the two voices apart.
We've been together too long. We sound the same.
Exactly. David, can you remember your first date together? Talk us through it.
Yeah, so our first date was the Starbucks that's on Westmoreland Street.
Yeah.
It's no longer there, but myself and Brian met underneath the stairs. We spent about 2 hours together just chatting. And we've been kind of together ever since. We just really got on together and we just really vibed, and that was kind of where it all began.
It was a coffee date and you discovered that you were living roughly nearby.
Yes. He was living in Rathmines at the time and I was living in Rockar. So we used to walk between the two places together quite often. And that's kind of how it all started, yeah.
The long road that goes between them. It did sound like a Maeve Binchy novel for a while.
Yeah.
For many years. And you moved in together pretty quickly, I believe.
We did. It was kind of a thing that kind of happened. So we started going out in February and I got a new job in June. Mm-hmm. And I had to leave my current apartment. So I moved all my stuff into Brian's apartment and for a couple of months. And then we moved out into our own then in September. So it was quite a quick... we kind of knew, I think, between us that we were going to be together for a while. So, yeah, it was inevitable that was going to happen.
When you know, you know.
Exactly.
What a time to be meeting each other, because I suppose we don't really remember now because we look back and celebrate the 10 years since. But the months running up to it and your meeting as a couple, it was a strange atmosphere in the country, wasn't it? There was nervousness, but hope.
Yeah, for sure. And I think because there was a huge amount of talk about marriage as well, like we had been talking, I suppose, about marriage in general. And if we wanted to get married at a very early stage in our relationship.
Right.
I think in general within the country, I suppose the talk was, you know, quite negative on sides as well. And it was kind of difficult to get through. But I think that's when you find your community and find your people and find your friends and family around you. And I think that's what we really wanted to do and make sure that we had that support and love around us. And as we know on this day 10 years ago, that's what the country decided as well. And, you know, that really meant a huge amount to us. So, yeah, it was really great there.
And Brian, you were in college as well at the time. Did you campaign for the vote, for a yes vote, obviously?
Yes, I did. So I was involved with Acting Out, Dublin's only gay drama group.
Yeah.
And through them, like, I helped a lot supporting in voting. Yes. Like, we didn't necessarily go around campaigning people's doors, but we did show our support.
The quiet campaigning, which was so important because
yeah.
it was personal stories. What did you do on the day of the result? Because that was a big, big party.
So we decided just to spend the day together because that's just what we wanted. We just wanted to soak kind of everything in and just kind of enjoy his company and just be together all the day.
Yeah, it was kind of a, we both travelled, we both had to travel to our own counties to vote.
Oh, of course,
that day, on the 22nd, and then between the 23rd and 24th, we came back together, then we spent that time together, and that was something really special to us, that we, you know, felt like things were moving forward and Ireland was moving forward. Being the first country to legalise it through popular vote as well was also a huge moment for the country as well. So it was really good to mark that day for us, but also just to celebrate it, just the two of us, because it just felt like a relief when it all was over, because there was so much talk around it. So it was really good to have that day.
And the world turned on, but the international headlines were extraordinary, where Ireland was held as a... Mm-hmm. as the kind of a starting point for many other places. How would you characterise the last 10 years since the referendum, David?
So I would say probably in the first 5 years afterwards, I would say, you know, things started looking like they were moving forward in quite a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I'd say in the last 5 years, you know, we've seen quite a lot of, you know, rhetoric and things start to move slightly backwards. But I think the big thing that we need to remember is the fight that we had to get where we are currently, and making sure that we don't forget the history of that as well, because I think that's when we start slipping back into, you know, our rights being taken away and other kind of pieces like that.
Yeah. Focus on the advancements we've had in the meantime. Yeah, that's the right
thing to do. Exactly, and to get supported by friends and family around us, I think that's a really important piece as well during this time.
Now, today is your day. You've got the outfits. What are you going to be wearing this afternoon, by the way? Can we ask?
So, yeah, so I'm wearing a blue suit and Brian is wearing more blush pink colour.
Oh,
so we all have matching accessories then for that as well, opposite. So, yeah, it's really nice.
And there's somebody called Ollie wearing a bow tie?
Yes, Ollie is our baby French bulldog. So he has a blue and pink bow tie that he was going to be wearing this morning for some photos, just to match us.
That's going to take a bit of organising. And you're going to have a lovely day out. There's a honeymoon planned and everything?
There is. There's a honeymoon planned in December. We're going on a cruise. We have a couple of smaller little holidays in between planned. But that's our main one that we want to do.
An all-year honeymoon. Yeah. I love it.
Yes, for sure. Celebrate the entire year.
You were out last night, which was risky, before your wedding.
Yes. So we're big Sophie Ellis Baxter fans. And when she announced her tour, today was supposed to be the first day of her tour. And she sold that out in the Olympia. And when she announced the day before, we said that we would have to go. So we went last night with a couple of our friends who were actually going to the wedding as well with us. Mm-hmm. So it was a really good night to, I suppose, just have a little bit of time just to ourselves as well, and to, you know, to soak in that moment too, because there's been a lot of stress, obviously, up to the day. So
yeah.
It was really nice last night to just let off some steam a little bit.
Brilliant. Well, you sound fresh and well. Now, we asked Sophie Ellis Baxter, would she send a little note to yourselves?
Oh, okay.
So we have this little personal shout out. Let's have a listen.
Hello, this is Sophie Ellis Baxter here. I am backstage at the Dublin Olympia. You might be able to hear my band in the room next door. I'm just getting ready for the gig, and I understand that somewhere in the crowd are David and Brian, who are getting married. So I just want to wish you an incredible, joyful, celebratory wedding tomorrow. I will be thinking of you both. Thank you for spending your last night as sort of, I don't know, legal singletons with me. I wish you all the very best and lots of happiness. And when I sing Freedom of the Night tonight on stage, I will be thinking of the both of you. Mwah! Big love to you both.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was lovely. So last night, our friends actually emailed her during the week and tried to get her to. We had no idea that this was happening, but she actually sang Young Blood to us last night. She called us out in the crowd. We were a couple of rows from the front, and she sang it directly to us. So it was really amazing last night to have that experience.
You got a double shout out.
Yes, we did. We did. Yes.
Well, listen, thanks a million for coming to talk to us this morning. It's a story of love. And we wish you well. You've thrown a rainbow bright and beyond upon us this morning. So have a wonderful day, David and Brian. Congratulations to you both. And a long life of love and happiness to the two of you. Good morning.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Enjoy
Thank
your
you
day.
Much, Oliver.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Just say yes.